I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. CNN is calling it the gross ship. About 4,000 passengers and crew have been stuck on a Carnival cruise ship since it was disabled on Saturday by an engine room fire. This was supposed to be a four-day Caribbean cruise, but now power on the ship is limited, food lines are long, and bathrooms are more or less shut down. The boat originated from Galveston, Texas, and is now being tugged to Mobile, Alabama. That's where Mary Poré and Kim McCarrigan of Lufkin, Texas are. They each have a daughter traveling with their dads on the ship. And Mary, what contact have you had with your 15-year-old daughter, Rebecca?
My daughter called me Monday at work and was just hysterically crying. She was very scared. She was mostly scared that she might never see me again because she was afraid that she was in danger. And I would assume that she is still has that fear because I know that conditions are worsening on that ship by every moment.
What does she say the conditions are like?
The very first night after the fire, they actually slept. She told me that they slept in the hallway on the floor because there was no air conditioning and no electricity where they were.
We've also been reading that sanitary conditions are going downhill pretty quickly.
Yes, she had been asked to use the bathroom in plastic bags, and they were disposing of the plastic bags and not using the sewer system.
And I think this is because when the ship's electrical power went out, it took out the sanitary system, so they've lost ability to flush, presumably.
Yes, that is correct. And we have heard since then that now it is, you know, from upstairs, you know, the floors up above, it's now seeping into the walls, and it is sloshing in the hallways.
Oh.
And people are getting sick because of the stench when they're walking down, you know, when they come out or move around, they have to cover their mouth because of the stench is so bad.
How have you felt as you've been hearing from her?
I'll call it a meltdown. It's what it was. I was very scared. I was very angry. I was worried about my daughter, and there was absolutely nothing that I could do as a parent and as a mother to help her. When they walk off that ship, I want them to walk to our arms because they need to know that no matter what, their mamas are there. We may not physically be on the ship with them and can solve all the problems and the issues that are there, but when they walk off that ship, they need to know that there are two mamas standing right here that are going to move heaven and earth to make sure that they have what they need.
Mary, I hope your daughter gets back safely.
She will get back safely. If I had to go out there myself.
And actually, Mary, is Kim, can we talk to Kim briefly?
Yes, hold on. Okay. She's sitting right here. Hello.
Hi, Kim. This is Sasha Pfeiffer.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too, and we're sorry your families are going through this. Have you been able to be in touch with your daughter?
Yes, ma'am. I talked to her on Monday about the same time they both called us together, and I could hear Rebecca crying in the background, and my daughter was also bawling her eyes out hysterically, and at that time, I was like, where is your father? Her dad got on the phone with me, and he told me that the alarms had gone off. There was a fire in the engine room. They're lucky to be alive because had it reached the gas, it would have exploded. So I said, what have y'all eaten? And he said that they had onion sandwiches because all the food has gone bad.
Kim, have you been able to reach Carnival, the cruise line, or has the cruise line reached out to the families?
No, ma'am. We did call Carnival Cruise to find out when the ship might be coming in. There was no definite answer. We would ask them, well, do they have food? They would tell us, yes, they have plenty of food. And then we're finding out they have no food. And then they would tell us, it was just a broad, you know, answer for everything. So we read on one news report that the ship might be coming in today. We read on another news report it might be in tomorrow. It might be Saturday. But all we know is that we were going to be here when that ship arrived.
Kim, we hope you and Mary see your daughter soon.
Thank you. We do, too.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.
That's Kim McCarrigan. We were also speaking with Mary Poré. Their daughters, 10-year-old Allie and 15-year-old Rebecca, are stuck with their fathers aboard the disabled Carnival cruise ship Triumph. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.